Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. I'm very excited to have a colleague and friend with me today, David Fair. Welcome to the program, David.
Greetings, and thank you for giving me this opportunity, Allison.
So, David, you work within our LAN Access division as the Unified Networking Technologies Marketing Manager. And today, we're going to talk about Direct Data I/O, which is something we just shipped with our next generation E5 platforms. Why don't you tell us about DDIO and why this is such an important innovation in terms of platform performance?
Well, one of the strange things is that this is a technology on the E5 processor that was actually developed by the LAN Access Division, and we worked closely with our comrades in processor world to get it incorporated. So back in the Stone Age, when processors were designed on tablets with chisels, processor caches were really small, and they were a very scarce resource, and I/O was extremely slow. So they did what made a lot of sense at the time. They weren't stupid. They did the right thing, which is if a network interface card wants to write a block of data into the processor, what it actually does is DMA that data into memory, and when the processor is ready to use it, it brings it into its precious little cache and worked away on it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the world's changed. We are right on the cusp of an explosion in 10 gigabit Ethernet. Technologies like InfiniBand are going, 100 gigabit and 56 gigabit per second and beyond. So I/O is really going fast. And in the E5 family processors, we have as much as 20 megabytes of cache at the in the last level. So in light of those changes, we re-architected the system so that the network interface cards talk directly to the processor cache without making a detour through memory. That's both going in and both going out. Just telling you that much is probably enough for you to understand that you're going to get a big improvement in terms of latency. That's how long it takes data to get in and out. And you also get a big improvement in bandwidth because you're not throttled at any point by the memory bus. And then lastly, because the memory bus isn't transferring data back and forth between the processor as much, you get lower power.
That's fantastic. So you're basically cutting out the memory controller from reads and writes from I/O to the processor itself, and you've got a larger cache to deal with, so you don't have to worry about housing that data anywhere. You can actually just write directly to cache. So let's take this into the space of applications and customers.
So let me start with bandwidth applications first, because that's, I think, really, really illustrates the way in which DDIO has eliminated a bottleneck. When we look at the E5 processor family with DDIO and compare it with the previous generation, the 5600, we did some testing where we just added ports of 10 gigabit Ethernet to see where does it choke. And with the Westmere, it chokes after about 4 ports of 10 gigabit Ethernet, where with the E5 family processors, it just keeps scaling up and up and up. With Westmere, when you get up around 65, 70 gigabits per second of I/O, the memory bandwidth is completely full throttle, and you can't get any more I/O in or out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with DDIO, we actually were able to get 250 gigabits per second of I/O, more than 3 times the headroom of the Westmere processor, which isn't shabby, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's opening up some new opportunities for Intel, particularly in our communications infrastructure division for embedded telecom, because with that much I/O bandwidth, you've basically got a software programmable switch made from Xeon. And you've got enough bandwidth now to start doing packet processing, doing things like data deduplication, compression, encryption, and so forth on real-time data streams. Now, so that's the exciting part on the bandwidth side. The reality is in your average data center, however, you're not I/O bound. The real benefit there is in power consumption.
Sure.
So we did a test with an ESX server based on the E5 processor family and saw about 7 watts of power savings at the plug. And then the last thing is latency, just because of the path shorter. And this is of most interest in the financial services industry, particularly in the areas of high-frequency trading. They use something called UDP, which is unreliable datagram protocol, well-named, but it's fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at UDP transactions on the E5 family processor using some benchmarks like NetPerf, we see about a microsecond of reduction in round-trip latency. And that's a very, very big deal in the financial services industry. So they're quite excited about the E5 family.
Yeah, because milliseconds means the difference in terms of arbitrage and in short-term trading opportunities, right?
You got it. So one of the key things that we want everyone to understand is that this is a technology that everyone can benefit from just right out of the box. It helps the Intel NICs, but DDIO works with InfiniBand. It works with Fibre Channel. It works with SAS, SATA, RAID, anything that's attached on the PCI Express bus. It doesn't require any hardware changes or any software changes. In fact, DDIO is really invisible to software. You know, where the data goes between processor and cache is under the hood, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So the drivers will still continue, as they always have, to request DMA blocks into memory. It's just unbeknownst to them, it's not really going to memory, it's going to cache. So there's no changes that need to be made. Now, we think that Intel in our Ethernet group gets a particular advantage out of this because we've taken a rather unique approach to the way we do Ethernet, in that we, whenever possible, try to move processing to the host so that we can scale with Moore's Law, whereas most of our competitors actually put a processor on their Ethernet card itself and are running programs locally. So they don't get any of the scaling benefits that we get.
Anything else that you want to tell the audience today about DDIO?
Just, it's a very, very exciting change, and it's one of those rare times when you can introduce something that's really, really significant and requires no industry enabling. It's kind of for free in that sense, and that's pretty exciting.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. I'm always excited to go under the hood and learn about features that we're baking into our microprocessors that make all the difference. This seems to be one of them. Thanks for being on.
My pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.